Web chat with National Suicide Prevention Lifeline on July 4, 2018. Archive file. http://webdomains.realuphuman.net spelled realuphuman.net, actively servicing the truth to all time human history, suicidepreventionlifeline.org/webchat-july04-2018.html. Realuphuman. 1505. Thank you for coming into chat, we will be with you as soon as possible. Please be patient until a counselor can join the conversation. Realuphuman. 1507. Hi Gregory. Gregory. 1508. What's going on? Realuphuman. 1509. Over the past 6 or so months the strong sense of sadness is within my heart. I will explain, but I would ask of you something to perform a couple of Google searches. For what it will show is some of the postings I have in terms of suicide that is out on the web. And when I mean this feeling is getting stronger, I mean seriously. Crying for hours at a time. Realuphuman. 1510. My name is James Martin Driscoll, and if I had my ability to create the username, realuphuman.net spelled realuphuman.net, actively servicing the truth to all time human history, I would have created the full extension of my internet domain ID. Realuphuman. 1511. Google search the suicide prevention of U.S. citizen James Martin Driscoll, and Google search HUD public housing-corruption-drovemato-suicide. Gregory. 1512. Okay, I'm unable to perform the Google searches at this time, but please explain or give me the main issue troubling you today. Realuphuman. 1515. The haters of the Colorado Health Network, aka Denver Colorado AIDS Project, that were hating on me for an 11-month hate and harassment campaign have been allowed to win. I was evicted. The Glassdoor reviews for Colorado Health Network appear on the site 2 weeks after I had to leave town and return to my childhood home in San Bernardino, where I am writing to you today. You see, it is the social services network themselves that are hating on me, and I have no avenue to conduct a correction amends to this situation. No resource at correction. I am lost in my ability to cope with silence any longer. No one will acknowledge the truth to these circumstances. Realuphuman. 1516. https://www.glassdoor.com/reviews/cascade-aids-project-reviews-e776838.htm. Realuphuman. 1516. That is a link to a the employee review of Cascade AIDS Project --wrong link. Realuphuman. 1518. Corrected link, https://www.glassdoor.com/reviews/colorado-health-network-reviews-e171867.72.htm. Realuphuman. 1518. The link is valid within this chat. That means it is valid for you to link to that external resource. Realuphuman. 1519. This collaborates my story and what I have been telling community --but no one is listening to me. Gregory. 1520. Okay, thanks for sharing this information. We are all living during a time of unprecedented discrimination, bitterness and hatred. It appears your discrimination has been taken to another level, up close and personal. Tell me, what resources have you tried since the decision was rendered? Realuphuman. 1521. Gregory. 1521. I feel your pain and I am here to listen. Realuphuman. 1523. Well, I would like to incorporate my story into the Ryan White Social Services Care Act Administration -so there can be reprimands issued. But no one wants to talk about this #conspiracy exposed that I have found in HIV, AIDS social services that allows haters to hate on community members where the hate source is the actual social services agency themselves. I can't live on my own without the haters returning to hate on me. I know that once I move out on my own, the hate will return. It has happened to me in 2 separate locations, Oakland in 2005-2006 and Denver 2016. Realuphuman. 1524. Open this Glassdoor review, or I will copy, paste it in full to this chat, of Cascade AIDS Project. This describes exactly what the problem is, https://www.glassdoor.com/reviews/employee-reviews-cascade-aids-project-rvw80419.78.htm. Gregory. 1525. Could you paste it for me to read? Realuphuman. 1526. This message was not received properly. Please request it be resent. Realuphuman. 1526. It's too long to place in one message. Have you read it complete? Realuphuman. 1526. I will paste it in sections. Realuphuman. 1527. September 22, 2015 Helpful 4 Cascade AIDS Project Logo, Disappointment and Mendacity, Former Employee-Not Safe to Disclose in Portland, OR Doesn't Recommend Negative Outlook Disapproves of CEO I Worked at Cascade AIDS Project Full-Time, More Than a Year Pros The community members living with HIV are some of the most dynamic and resilient people you may ever meet. Working with those who are still suffering profoundly impacts you deeply and personally. CAP has a mostly young vibe and the work is interesting due to its complex nature. Downtown location is convenient. Rilapuman, 1527. Cons management is hostile to the union-represented staff. The organization only works with a narrow part of the community yet markets something different to look more comprehensive than it is. Much of upper management is threatened by change, is conflict-avoidant to the point of dysfunction and is retaliatory when confronted. Often, people with poor skills are promoted to leadership and this creates frustration and a sense of unfairness highlighting backroom agreements meant to undermine. Morale is dreadful. In the past few years most staff have been fired, pressured to leave, or asked to work with compromised ethics. Gay, black, HIV+, and trans-identified staff have been systematically marginalized. CAP treated HIV+ staff as second-class citizens, ignored client request for change, and silences critics. If you go against CAP, even if justified, you will find it hard to work in the HIV community in Portland. The board is completely distant from the staff and the clients being served, and act condescending and unhelpful. You would think if 50% of the staff leave in a few months' time, it might be a wake-up call that there are big problems that can't be dismissed as disgruntled staff. Since CAP is the only game in town for HIV-related needs, they have no checks and balances and no accountability when they injure the community they are claiming they serve. Rilapuman, 1528. Advice to management: stop displaying images and raising money through deception. Admit you do not serve the community at large and close your doors. CAP is not about HIV anymore, it's about retaining jobs and keeping people working at the expense of programming and directives that empower. If you want to be a LGBTQ health center then so be it, but do not pretend you are helping people living with HIV, because you are not. You are only focusing on addicts and the mentally ill. Also, an LGBTQ health group or HIV group with no gay or HIV plus leaders, or people of color managing direct services means you will be just like any other colonized public healthcare model that delivers incompetent care. The community does not need public health zombies, we have them already. We also do not need tokenized minorities to cover for the heteronormative, white middle-class faux professionalism that is the root of the HIV pandemic to begin with, and abundantly present in CAP management's ranks. There is a big problem when the public adores you and your clients and the community you claim to serve would rather go without than be at the mercy of a place they distrust and dislike. Rilapuman, 1528. Now that is a review that is outside of my direct involvements. But it is a foundation that gives you an idea of what is happening. I can provide you with Colorado Health Network's Glassdoor reviews that collaborate my hate, harassment story. Rilapuman, 1529. It's the retaliation factor that I am trying to avoid a repeat situation again. Gregory, 1531. Okay, I see your point, so with all that being said what is your strategy? How do you plan to avoid the situation being repeated? Rilapuman, 1532. I can't do anything about it ... that is what is so frustrating and makes me cry. Seriously cry. I can't get anyone to acknowledge this story in the social services agencies to promise me that if the hate returns, that I have a resource to identify the haters and have the hate stopped. It is serious and I am at my wit's end telling people that I am going to commit suicide if this is not fixed. Rilapuman, 1533. I have contacted the Dr. Phil show, agreed to be on TV ... with this letter that my mom wrote to the show. It is copied onto Twitter. https://twitter.com/grewup/status/94770892244962914-... Please open your links. Since they pass in this chat. Gregory, 1536. What other options have you considered? Suicide will allow the aggressor to win the war. You may have lost a few battles but as long as you have life and a clear mind there is the possibility of winning a victory. Rilapuman, 1537. I can't figure out a strategy to allow me to live on my own ... apart from my family home. And this is not fair. Rilapuman, 1538. The first review for Colorado Health Network showing on Glassdoor. https://www.glassdoor.com/reviews/employee-review-colorado-health-network-rvw19297423.htm, February 17, 2018 Helpful, 1, Colorado Health Network Logo, If you don't gossip like a teenager, you'll be an outsider. Former employee-anonymous employee doesn't recommend neutral outlook. I worked at Colorado Health Network full-time. Pros: the mission at CHN is good. Cons: very catty work environment for the most part. Advice to management: get to know employees better. Gregory, 1539. Great, I'm glad to hear you are definitely committed to the challenge of exposing corruption. Rilapuman, 1539. But no one internal of the system is allowing my story to come forward. I need a written promise that commits to allowing the haters to lose if the hate returns. What is so wrong with that request? Rilapuman, 1541. Gregory, I am giving up to suicide because no one is acknowledging my emails, my needs, my tweets, in the way I need them to acknowledge this story and issue me a written promise. Rilapuman, 1542. The old paradigm allows the haters to win. I need a new paradigm. Gregory, 1545. Nothing is wrong with the request. I feel your frustration. I can tell it is affecting you both mentally, emotionally, and perhaps psychically. I agree you need a new paradigm. No one who has ever enacted any kind of change has ever enacted that change without opposition. The one things that leaders of change all possessed in common with the tenacity to persevere against all obstacles. Gregory, 1549. In order to create a new paradigm, you must take care of your body, emotionally, as well as psychically. Have you been getting enough rest, and eating properly? Is there anyone you can talk with when you're feeling lonely, frustrated? Rilapuman, 1552. I have my mother here. And I have a psychiatrist that has prescribed me medicine for my bipolar condition. But this hurt that I feel inside is deep. Both situations of hate has led to eviction when it really was not my fault. This is so unfair to recycle this paradigm on me without a change intervention to allow me a control method so that I can stop the haters from hating and harassing on me permanently. Like I said, in Denver, the source of this hate was the Denver Colorado Health Network themselves. More Glassdoor review to collaborate the truth of these circumstances. Rilapuman, 1553. https://www.glassdoor.com/reviews/employee-review-colorado-health-network-rv16815816.htm September 13, 2017 Helpful 2 Colorado Health Network Logo, Employment Former Employee-Client Services in Denver, CO doesn't recommend negative outlook. I worked at Colorado Health Network, less than a year. Pros: case managers are not micro-managed. Occasionally drug companies will come in and bring free lunch, relaxed dress code, on a major bus line. Rilapuman, 1554. Cons: management is awful. They do not trust their employees with anything, not even tissues. If you want a box of tissues, you have to go to upstairs and talk to them. One person stores them in his office. They had a big investigation because two employees quit because of racism and discrimination within the organization. The investigation was inconclusive. They had a meeting with all of the staff that was announced 24 hours prior. Regarding discrimination, it was said that we were diverse, we have one of everything. How can an organization thrive when a top official is racist? If you are a woman or person of color, it is very hard to move up in the org and be heard. If you are a cute, white male, you will do well in this company. Turnover is high. Rilapuman, 1554. Advice to management: maybe start with a little bit of respect for clients and staff. Rilapuman, 1555. By the way, I am going to be using this chat saved control-s page to send to my new case management interface. Is that okay? Gregory, 1602. I agree with you, and again I feel your pain. Unfortunately, haters will not change, and corruption often is protected by bureaucracy. How are these situations changed? It begins with one person having the courage to stand alone and make a difference. It is lonely standing alone, it is difficult standing alone. However, it sounds to me like you were created to make a difference. You must continue to live and fight, or else this corruption will continue to thrive unchecked. It will not be easy, but if you have the passion and the stamina, you can succeed. Rilapuman, 1604. Thank you for your words of encouragement. That is definitely needed in this situation when no one really is understanding what I am going through. Gregory, 1604. Will you make a commitment to see your P doctor and take better care of your personal health? Rilapuman, 1605. I am doing okay. If only I had a solid commitment of change so that I can return to trust the system once again. When the system has really mentally abused to all end, this cannot be allowed to be standing unchallenged. I definitely will not survive another cycle of this collapse. Rilapuman, 1606. I will make a commitment to see my doctor and maybe even set up a therapist. But when I attempt to bring this story forward in therapy at the San Bernardino County Department of Behavior Health, they cut off services. I was left hanging with no services to help me. Rilapuman, 1608. Link to history. This is a valid domain site where this content is filed. http://webdomains.fuckeduphuman.net spelled fuckedhuman.net. A conflict resolution binding not of hashtag Potapo, dbh.sbcounty.gov/gmail-termination of services is an act of discrimination.html. Rilapuman, 1608. It shows as a valid link in this chat. Gregory, 1612. Great, as long as you are healthy and surrounded by a positive support system, I believe you has the ability to accomplish anything you desire. I can tell by your experience and your writing that you are a fighter and not easily discouraged. My prayer and my desire is you continue to fight injustice and be the champion you are destined to be. Gregory, 1613. I must close the chat now, but I hope I have been a help to you today. Rilapuman, 1613. Thank you for your time. I really appreciated the chat.